Hi, podcast listeners. Thousands of listeners like you have downloaded over 300,000 podcasts in the last year, and we're overwhelmed by your continued support. We provide these podcasts as a free service, but producing and delivering them to you each week is not free. So we're asking you to show your support by chipping in and making a tax-deductible contribution today. Every little bit helps. Please visit WFIU.org to learn how. That's WFIU.org, and thank you. We usually think of play as something that's done only in one's free time, separate from the serious business of life. For an infant or toddler, however, learning to play is a crucial part of social development. On today's Moment of Science, we'll learn how a young child's ability to play is intimately related to the more serious goal of acquiring language skills. The ages between 8 months and 3 years are a very busy time for children. This is when they first learn to use language, starting with single words and moving gradually into word groups and finally sentences. This is also when they learn what psychologists call symbolic play, that is, using gestures or objects to symbolize other events and objects. Just as abstract words of a language can symbolize real things, the word house for a real house, a child's play doll might come to symbolize a real baby. What's more, just as language starts with words, then moves gradually to sentences, symbolic play starts with discrete episodes, pretending to change the baby, pretending to answer the phone, then moves to more elaborate games. A number of psychologists have studied the connection between play and language mastery. One group found that they could predict how quickly children would learn to speak by carefully watching how they played. Another study seems to indicate that you can actually improve a child's mastery of language by training him or her in the basics of symbolic play, although more research is needed to confirm this. On our next Moment of Science, we'll learn about the psychology behind another interesting aspect of child's play, inventing an imaginary friend. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost. Today's program was prepared by Eric Sonstrom, with help from Linda Smith in Psychological and Brain Sciences. I'm Yael Cassander.